I watched a movie last Sunday night as I was relaxing at the end of a long and good day. The movie is entitled Dog. It came out earlier this year. Maybe some of you have seen it. It stars Channing Tatum as an Army Ranger who is given the task of escorting the military dog of his fallen friend to his friend's funeral. The ranger, named Briggs, has to travel with the dog from Oregon to Arizona in 5 days. But the dog, which is a Belgian Malinois named Lulu, is very stressed and very aggressive because of her wartime trauma in Afghanistan. So it's quite an adventure, the two of them traveling together in his Ford Bronco. It unfolds a bit like a modern-day Odyssey. I won't spoil the story for you. I do think it is worth watching. But my point in telling you about it is that Briggs, that Army Ranger, comes to realize at the end of his misadventures with Lulu that he himself is wounded, emotionally and psychically, from the war, and that he needs her. Together, they're able to help each other become whole again. As I was reflecting upon our scripture readings then on Monday morning, with that movie still turning around in my mind, I realized that we, that is, all of humanity, are wounded. The primordial story of our human race, which is revealed to us in the book of Genesis, is that we have been exiled from the paradise from which we came and to which we belong. Because of our loss of trust in our Creator and Father, we have alienated ourselves from Him, and we cannot be whole without Him. In that sense, we are wounded, and we long to be healed and experience the fullness of life and love once again. Pope Francis has spoken repeatedly during his pontificate about the image of the church as a field hospital, which picks up on this theme of our woundedness. In his homily for a daily mass in 2015, for example, he said the following: "This is the mission of the church. The church heals, it cures. Sometimes I speak of the church as if it were a field hospital. It's true, there are many, many wounded. So many people need their wounds healed. This is the mission of the church, to heal the wounds of the heart, to open doors, to free people, to say that God is good, God forgives all, God is the Father, God is affectionate, God always waits for us." End quote. The major thrust of the Old Testament, from that point of our exile from the Garden of Eden all the way up to the last prophecy of the coming of the Christ, is that we need a Savior. There is so much good in this world, and people everywhere are trying their best to do the right thing and to make progress, but both individually and collectively, so that we can leave this world a little better than we found it. But to take just the briefest glance around us and to look inside ourselves, we have to recognize that we have failed morally in many ways. There is darkness within people as well as light. As St. Paul says so honestly and truthfully in his letter to the Romans, chapter 7, "For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want." Fallen humanity needs a Savior, and that Savior, the only one, is Jesus Christ. He came into this world as God and man to redeem us from our sins and to give us grace. That is His divine help, to be the sons and daughters of God we were meant to be from the beginning. Now, related to the truth that we need a Savior is the truth that we need one another. We cannot be fully human, fully alive, and fully in communion with God without other people. God made us social beings, and our destiny is bound together. That's why, most fundamentally, God brings us into the world within a family. God Himself, Jesus the Incarnate Son, came into this world within a family, the Holy Family of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. And we need our families. Anytime a person is estranged or alienated from his or her family, although they can survive, there is a wound to be healed, and it's difficult to be whole until it is. In the same way, though, on a much larger scale, God intends and desires all people to be in his family in the church. Our Catholic faith has always proclaimed the necessity of the community of believers for those who would follow Jesus and regain the human wholeness that we lost in original sin. Jesus gathered disciples around himself and formed the apostles so that his healing grace would be perpetuated in the church in every age until he would return. As I said before, in a very real way, we rise or fall together. That's why the communion of saints is so important to us Catholics. A classic and vivid example of this can be found in Michelangelo's painting, The Last Judgment, painted on the wall of the Sistine Chapel. In that painting, you can see saints lifting men and women up towards the heavens, while at the same time, demons are pulling at their ankles. We need one another in the church triumphant in heaven, the church militant, that is, marching on earth, and the church suffering in purgatory. Jesus not only heals our broken relationship with our Heavenly Father, but our relations with one another as well. Our readings today bear all this out. First of all, in our first reading from the book of Sirach, we hear how the one who recognizes his need for God and cries out in prayerful petition receives what his soul ardently desires. Then in our second reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, Paul proclaims that the one who has longed for the Messiah's appearance and looked to him for strength will be rescued from every evil and brought safe to the heavenly kingdom. Very importantly, we also hear in this reading how Paul is ready to forgive his friends who had deserted him in his hour of need. Recognizing his own weakness, he was ready to be merciful with the weaknesses of others. Finally, in our gospel reading today, Jesus tells us a parable that very clearly illustrates what a person looks like who thinks he doesn't need God or any other person. It is the Pharisee in the temple. Jesus says that the Pharisee took up his position to pray, but he only ended up speaking to himself. God wasn't listening because it wasn't really prayer. Prayer is the praise of the Almighty or expressions of genuine gratitude to him and or humble petition. It is not exalting oneself. This Pharisee had come to a point in his life, and hopefully something eventually shook him out of it, where he thought he didn't need God and he didn't need other people. In fact, Jesus tells us he despised other people. Jesus had such a hard time with the Pharisees because they didn't think they needed a Savior. They spoke about the Messiah coming, but they didn't really know what he was all about. They didn't recognize that they were wounded and that he was their divine physician come to treat them. How many people in the world today are misled by the same illusions? How many people naively believe we can make a utopia in this world without God, with only ourselves as our point of reference? God save us from such ideologies. So as we're gathered in here today, on this Sunday, the Lord's Day, we're reminded by God's holy word that we're here because we need him. We're not here to praise ourselves. We know that. We're wise enough to recognize we should identify with that tax collector in the parable today, asking for God's mercy and longing to be healed in our souls by the Savior. Christ our Savior does mend our wounds, and he stays with us together in this mystical body. Through him, with him, and in him, we will be made whole.